You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. With a modern-day star in jazz, we begin this new hour of Neon Jazz together. That was Philadelphia-born and bred saxophonist and composer Jaleel Shaw with the 2007 song Conflicts of Interest off his Perspectives album. Early on, he took lessons with Rayburn Wright, Robert Landlum, and Lavette Hines. After high school, he got a scholarship at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. Recently, we had the pleasure of speaking with Jaleel, and this is what he had to say about being destined for a life in music.
Yeah, I always loved music before I even started playing the saxophone. And I think within like maybe 1 or 2 years of playing the saxophone, I knew that there was something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Over the years, he has played in the Roy Haynes Quartet, the Mingus Big Band, and the Count Basie Big Band, the Either Or Orchestra, as well as the Robert Glasper and Jeremy Pelt organizations. In 2008, he started his own record label called Changu Records. And since his debut in 2005 with the album Perspective, he's gotten rave reviews. His latest album, The Soundtrack of Things to Come, has also been critically acclaimed. And this is what he had to tell us about that particular album.
It feels good, especially when you do it on your own.
And it seems as though things have just begun for Jaleel. A long, ambitious career in jazz is bound to expand into cool realms. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the historic home of jazz, from the sounds of Charlie Parker to Bobby Watson to Stan Kessler, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to fill the airwaves with some of the best music ever recorded. Our next track on the show comes on the heels of our hometown heroes making it into the 2014 World Series for the first time in 29 years. This one is for the gutsy Kansas City Royals that have captured the country's imagination, marching and continuing that march into the championship season. Here's Gene McCown with a 1977 jazz-rich tune, The Kansas City Royals Are on the Go, and Are They Ever, Baby.
Kansas City Royals are on the go. The whole team is looking fine. The Kansas City Royals want you to know they're riding the winner this time. They're the best in the land. Come on and give a hand to the guys we're all proud to know. Sock it to them, KC, you're in the go. The Kansas City Royals are on the go. Let's have a big cheer here and a big cheer there. Here a cheer, there a cheer, and everywhere a big cheer. Sing out the news, let everybody know. The Kansas City Royals are on the go. City Royals are on the go. The whole team is riding high. The Kansas City Royals want you to know they're putting it all on the line. From the east to the west, the Royals are the best, and now they're just starting to roll. Sock it to them, KC, you're in the go. Kansas City Royals are City Royals are on the go. Let's have a big cheer here and a big cheer there. Here a cheer, there a cheer, and everywhere a big cheer. Sing out the news, let everybody know the Kansas City Royals are on the go. The Kansas City Royals are on the go.
Hey now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz trombonist J.C. Higginbotham with the Six Hicks with the tune Higginbotham Blues. J.C. had a full swinging kind of style that roared on in powerful directions. In the 1930s and 40s, he played with some of the premier swing bands, including Louis Russell's, Benny Carter's, Red Allen's, and Fletcher Henderson's, along with the great Louis Armstrong. He was known as one of the best swing trombone players ever, and he left behind a great catalog of music. This is a powerful duo next on the show, sax legends Bud Shank and Bob Cooper with the 1958 tune, Dinah.
Thank you.
That was the cool duo of Ray Charles on the keys and Milt Jackson on the vibes with the tune Soul Meeting off the 1958 album called Soul Brothers. This album, and in particular, Ray Charles, was brought to my attention by a great fan of the show, Tom Sunsery. He made it clear that Ray is in the Jazz Hall of Fame and tends to get overlooked for how much he did contribute to the world of jazz, but not around here. Soul Brothers was the fourth album recorded by Ray Charles and the 11th by Milt Jackson, and by this point, they were on their way to legendary status, and it's simply quality listening. Thanks to Tom for pointing out the genius of Ray. In honor of Ray, we're going to do a block of his music. Up next on the show is Ray with the 1961 song The Man I Love off the Genius After Hours EP.
Hi, I'm Chuck Haddix, and I always wake up Saturday mornings with Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz.
That was crossover jazz, contemporary jazz, and new age guitarist, and an Emmy-nominated composer, Grant Geisman, with the 2012 tune, Boom. He is an in-demand studio musician that has recorded extensively for labels since 1976. His guitar work can be heard on the theme for Monk and many other TV shows. Another one of those jazz cats you've probably heard, but you didn't even realize it. This next tune is a good one. Here's the Chamber Jazz Sextet with the tune Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Dig it, off the Cool Jazz for Hot Nights 2008 CD.
Thank you. jazz trumpet player. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Newfoundland tenor saxophonist John Nugent with the 1997 song Central Park West. He spent many hours touring with the 1 O'Clock Lab Band and Woody Herman, along with memorable gigs with the likes of Ella Fitzgerald, Mel Torme, Bob Hope, and The Temptations. With a full orchestra in tow, this is the great Don Bestor leading things with the tune Contented off a rare and famous band CD.
There needn't be any sun or moon or sky of blue. You have me and I have you. Contented. I'm singing for I'm contented. I want no more, for what more could I aspire to? I'm on heaven's own doorstep, so contented with you.
Ainsworth, and my necessary evil is Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Day in, day out, that same old hoodoo follows me about. That same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. Baby, I think of you day in and day out. Day out, day in, I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I wake with a tingle, one possibility in view, that possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I see you and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes an ocean's roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt? When here it is day in and day out. That same old hoodoo follows me about. That same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. Baby, I think of you day in, day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awake with a tingle, one possibility in view, that possibility of maybe, maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, see you and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt? Oh, when here it is day in, day out. Can it be? Can't you see? Can there be any doubt? When here it is day in.
That was the voice of jazz singer Gail Pettis with the 2009 song Day In, Day Out off the Here in the Moment album. Her warm vocals and understated phasing have been described as deliciously soulful. This Kentucky native has been at it for some time and really knows how to craft a good song. Beginning our descent into the end of this hour of jazz together is the New Orleans Feet Warmers with the tune Weary Blues. Again, that was the warm old jazz sound of the New Orleans Feet Warmers with the song Weary Blues. And taking us away into the jazz sunset is alto sax man Lee Konitz leading a pack of 1950s jazz cats with the tune Background Music. And that's exactly what we were looking for as we take our exit from this show. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the best background music around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Pal Joey on the radio.
Like what you heard? Let us know what you want to hear. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.